Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, January 4th, 2021. I know I'm going to 2020 that up many times this week. It always happens when you change the year. 14 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Gavin Richards. And right before we went to break, Gavin, we were discussing Starbucks and the hoity-toity nature of the people at Starbucks. And we got a call right there at the break, right before the break, from somebody who says they make a great pot of coffee at home for 20-30 cents, and it's as good as the $7 coffee you get at Starbucks.
Yeah, and I stand by that. You can definitely make something similar at your house. I wouldn't say it's got all the bells and whistles that Starbucks has. And as to preface, we never really, said anything was bad.
Well, it's my understanding now that there might be one or two people here tomorrow. I don't know if it's one or two who are going to come in and defend Starbucks just from this conversation that we're doing right now.
Are we going to have a heated debate?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine that these people are going to come in tomorrow and defend Starbucks, because even the callers are on the side of... And by the way, if you have anything to say, give us a buzz in regard to this whole Starbucks conversation. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And nobody's saying Starbucks is bad.
We didn't say it.
No, I think they have great stuff. And nobody's saying you can't go there if you don't want to. That's fine. But I think there is a whole culture.
It attracts the hoity-toities.
Right. But and is hoity-toity a bad thing to say?
I mean... I wouldn't say it's great, but it could be depending on the person's perspective on hoity-toity.
Well, I don't... Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Well, here we go. Maybe another call in regard to Starbucks.
Let's go.
Go ahead, caller. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
hey.
You're talking about Starbucks.
Yeah, certainly.
All right. First of all, anybody who pays $7 or better for a cup of coffee, you got to be nuts. I went in a Starbucks, and it tasted bumps. I took about 2 sips out of it, and that was it. And I never have another one. I don't care who it is, if I forgive to it or whatever. Starbucks is not all that great as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I appreciate the opinion. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, now see, right there, and again, I did not say this, but I think the quote was, anybody who goes to Starbucks is nuts. Now, wasn't that the quote?
Yeah.
We'll pay $7
for
a coffee. Yeah.
They're nuts.
Yeah. Now, the person who says they're going to come in and do this defending tomorrow says that they are coming in to defend the people that go to Starbucks. They're not coming in to defend Starbucks. They're defending the people who go to Starbucks.
A man and or woman of the people. That's what I like to hear.
I don't know what have we said about the people of Starbucks. I was a Starbucks person this past weekend.
Yeah.
I went. Mm-hmm. I certainly wouldn't down myself.
No.
And I went with two very nice people, and they knew all the Starbucks lingo.
Yeah. Some Starbucks veterans. I feel like you have to go with a Starbucks veteran in order to get what you want.
I wouldn't have known what to do.
Me neither.
I couldn't get a cake pop.
I've been there a few times. Couldn't get a panini.
What now? A cake pop. I'm still trying to figure out what this. Why is it called that?
I have no idea.
Now, is it like a lollipop because it's on a stick? Cake pop.
Probably, I'd say that's like kind of what it draws from. But it definitely is just a donut hole on a stick. But what can I say? I'm not Starbucks.
You know what's funny? I see this is going to bring bad press, but and I don't know if these one or two people will come in tomorrow to defend the people of Starbucks. But if they do, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like I've been rude to the people of Starbucks.
We haven't.
The caller doesn't. They don't care for him.
Yeah.
But see, they will never call in and defend anything or give us a little preview of tomorrow's show because I think they're fearful of the telephone. Have you noticed that Starbucks people have a little fear of the telephone?
I feel like they're sucked through the telephones. Everybody there is on their devices. Sure, that's they offer free Wi-Fi.
They're using the Texter and the TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Here, this is an interesting story, I think, because I don't have the TikTok. And
the TikTok.
Okay. This is how I refer to it. Mm. Like it's a whole third world thing. Well, maybe this is one of them. You never know.
Bad press.
It could be a bad thing here. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I don't know what I'm fearful of.
Well, no, you have a fear of calling this show. We've been through this several times.
The only reason I usually don't call is because I'm getting ready for yoga. As I'm like all fired up, and I'm going to yoga next to go get my zen.
So are you all fired up this morning?
Yes.
Okay, well, how do you get fired up at this time of the morning? You go to get your Vente and your Grande and your Panini?
Your cake pops?
Oh, you guys are so condescending.
No! Did you hear the callers? They're right with me this morning.
Well, first of all, if they knew anything, you don't pay $7 for just a cup of coffee at Starbucks. Like, a cup of black coffee does not cost $7.
Well, I don't know that that's true. What does a cup of black coffee cost?
I don't know. It might be $2-something. Like, that's it. Like, $2.
But I feel
it's not expensive. Just if you get a TikTok drink, it costs $7.
That's what I'm saying. You go there for the crazy, out-of-this-world drinks. You don't go to Starbucks for black coffee.
I do. I get a blonde black. Like, I no cream, no sugar. I'm a hoity-toity like that.
Interesting.
Oh, so you are hoity-toity. Self-described hoity-toity. Well, here's the thing. So you're going to come in tomorrow for the two-hour duration, now you know, 8 to 10, and you're going to defend the people of Starbucks.
Well, yeah, you guys were at the top of the hour, you totally called everybody hoity-toity that went to Starbucks.
But we didn't say it was a bad thing.
I don't think hoity-toity is bad.
On the north side or anything. Like, no.
Okay, so how often...
I go to Starbucks.
You go there quite a bit?
Yeah, but it's not because I have to get a Starbucks cup and it says Starbucks. I like their tea. They do have, like, I get green tea from there, iced green tea. It's like $2.25, and I make it at home, too. I made, iced coffee at home from Starbucks the other day, like, with iced coffee at home. But, I mean... there's something about their green tea. It does taste different from, like, I go to Dunkin', too, and it does taste different.
The lemonade I had this past weekend was very good.
Yeah, it tastes different. Like, there are different tastes, and I just went to Tim Hortons this weekend. That's what I was like, it is a culture for some people. I do know some people, but I wouldn't say we're hoity-toity. I don't know. I guess I'm not a person that cares that it says Starbucks.
Well, your buddy... sent a picture this morning holding a star.
But she doesn't care if it said, she could care less. As long as what's in her cup has the same tea you can get from Starbucks, it could say whatever on the cup. She doesn't care.
Well, see, maybe that's true, and it's not an indictment. I don't know if that's true or not, because I get the feeling that people like to go to Starbucks, and I'll tell you why. Here's my only reasoning on this, because I live on 90, just off of 95, so I pass them all.
Like your gym, too, why people go to the gym.
Oh, yeah, this is just, we can get into that, too, tomorrow, because it's the new year. But, here's the thing. As I'm driving down 95 every morning of my life, there's always a big line wrapped around Starbucks. And here's what I would
think. And there is around McDonald's, too.
Not every morning. And listen, people are at McDonald's because of the price. You know, $1 for a fountain
there
drink.
There is a culture around McDonald's Diet Coke and Coke. Don't even.
No, there's no culture there. But here's the thing.
Why don't you go somewhere else then?
Well, because most places aren't open at that time of the morning.
Burger King's open.
Extra large at McDonald's are $1.
$1. Yeah, the size is $1. I'm cheap.
Okay.
That's all there is to this. But now here's the thing about Starbucks. The line is wrapped every morning. Now, I would think that people in a hurry to get to work would just say to themselves, hey, Tim Hortons has coffee, McDonald's has coffee, Dunkin' has coffee.
Tim Hortons' line is just as bad.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, it is.
I think that's right. Are you going to bring a cake pop tomorrow?
Okay, and about the cake pops here, guys are being so kind. People make cake pops at home. Like, it's not like a Starbucks thing.
Now, if you bring more than two cake pops tomorrow, you're probably going to have to mortgage your house to get them in here.
I don't like cake pops.
You don't like cake pops?
And, no.
Why not?
They're like, because it's like what they do. It's like mushy cake. I don't like it.
Is it?
No,
is
I
it?
Like their coffee cake and like their lemon loaf, and that's good.
Lemon loaf.
Yeah, it's
is
like
that lemon bread?
It's good. Yeah, it's really good.
Why do they have to change the name of everything? Why can't they just call it a donut hole?
You guys, because that's just what it is. Like, it's the same thing, like, at the restaurant. Like, we have pints and quarts to go, and nobody's making fun of me.
No, but I'm just saying,
like
when you go to McDonald's, you order a hamburger. You don't order, like, a steak on bread.
But
you know, they're
you
not changing the
paninis,
names.
You would order a panini.
No, but what is a panini in America?
I don't know.
Bread.
I don't like
bread.
Panini.
We're talking about bread.
Bread flat in a grill.
I have to go get ready for yoga because if I don't, I'm not going to get a good spot in the yoga class.
Oh, is it? What's a good spot
Which
in the yoga class?
Distance.
Is like toward
not
the toward the front.
Sense. I like the end one. I don't like to be in the middle. Like I want to be on the end. So I have to get there early to get a good spot.
That's fair.
Well, okay. So, but are you going to stop at Starbucks tomorrow and pick up breakfast, or are you going to stop at McDonald's tomorrow and bring breakfast here?
Well, you like McDonald's.
I do like McDonald's because I'm trying to save you money.
Not time, just money.
Not time, just money. Trying to save your financials.
Yeah. I honestly, like, I don't go to Starbucks for breakfast. I don't buy their food. Like, normally, my daughter does, but I don't. Like, that's not what I want for breakfast. It's too pastry and... Except for, I like for coffee cake, but...
See? Well, maybe you don't have that hoity-toity nature.
I definitely don't have the hoity-toity nature. I'm sure you already know that.
So I'll see you tomorrow morning. Breakfast, and you know
but
this...
But I do say venti, because that's what you're supposed to order.
What is venti? Is that large?
Venti's a large...
And a grande is a medium.
A Trenta is like extra large.
A Trenta?
Trenta, yeah. 31 ounces.
Oh, okay. So what's a grande?
Yeah.
I don't know. We just Googled it.
And a tall is a small.
A tall is a small.
And a short is a small.
Wouldn't you think a tall is
a
large?
I love a tall, like, Thai latte. Those are good.
Thai?
Chai.
Is that from Thailand?
Oh, boy. All right. I'm going to go so other people can call in and talk about their 20 cents cup of coffee. And I would like
hey!
To say, I make my own coffee at home every day.
Don't make fun of the listeners.
I'm not.
Hoity-toity you?
I don't go to Starbucks every day. I can't afford it.
Now there we go. Check me.
It is expensive, but I'm not hoity-toity. I make my own coffee at home.
Well, because you can't afford to go to Starbucks every day because it's a pricey joint.
Like, who wants to go out like and get their coffee every day? I understand people throw... I'm not on my way to work, though, either. You know, I'm not on my way to work every morning. I have time to make my cup of coffee at home. And, yeah.
Well, tomorrow morning you'll be out.
Yeah, I'll be out.
All right. Well,
okay.
See you tomorrow morning.
All right, have a good day.
Bye-bye.
I got to go to yoga. Bye.
Yoga, enjoy. Headed to yoga. The Starbucks hoity-toity yoga bunch.
Couple things.
Go ahead, bring it now.
For the record, I can demolish those cake pops. And like I said,
you love them.
I love those things,
oh,
but
there
you know, I'd have to sell an arm and a leg to get like three of them.
Are they that expensive?
No, they're not that expensive. They're like $1.50 a piece, I think.
Well, still that like a donut hole on a stick.
Exactly.
$1.50.
Well, and then also the whole I'm not how I'm supposed to order at Starbucks. I'm not going to follow your rules because they're dumb. I'm not going to order based on your menu when I know what the size of the drink is. I don't like being conformed to that.
Well, it's interesting. Phone lines do remain open, 740-383-9944, if you have anything to say on this whole Starbucks controversy here this morning. 28 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Give me a call.
Yeah,
because I think a lot of people have a lot to say about this.
There we go.
It's a very popular subject here this morning on the program. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, ain't it amazing? People ain't got time to make coffee at home because they're running late or whatever. But they can stop at a place and wait 20 minutes or whatever it is to get their cup of coffee. Now, wouldn't it make a little bit more sense to adjust your style and get 20 minutes earlier so you can make your own coffee and take it with you? you know, not waste gas, sitting there waiting. I don't get it with these people, do you?
No, and see, that's my whole argument on this whole thing is when I drive by Starbucks, the line is wrapped. So really, if it wasn't just about the nature of Starbucks, why wouldn't you just go down the street to a place where it's cheaper and the line is not as large?
Right. You know, I'm like you. I'm frugal. I don't mind spending money, but I'm not going to give it away. I'm not that much of a fool. Like a gallon of milk. Why pay $6 down here if you get it for $2? Now, does it take math to figure that out? Because otherwise, I got $4 more to use someplace else because I didn't give it all to you. You know.
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Frugality is not a bad thing. I think it's good to be frugal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spend your money wisely.
Exactly.
And again, the phone lines are open. Starbucks is the conversation this morning. And the thing about it is, Starbucks does a lot of great things.
Yeah.
You know, college scholarships for their employees and really all kinds of nice stuff.
I think they donate a lot of their stuff to charities and give water to the people who need it. I think they're big on that, the water thing. Also, I think people, like some people who generally don't go there, I think like the convenience of like a higher echelon of like coffee teas at like in a drive through. You know what I mean? It's like you can go through a drive through and get there. I think that's like kind of one thing that they could have under them, you know, like as a point. It's definitely higher quality, and which is why you pay more for it. That's like the whole idea. But I don't know. I think the convenience is nice.
I would say so. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say on this, we do not want to squelch your opinion because we've had it both ways. Some people prefer the pricey coffees. Some people do not prefer the pricey coffees. Or if there's anything else on your mind you want to say, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. See, I just don't know. Okay, like with the tea. Tea's a big thing there. But there are like 18,000 different kinds of teas.
Easily 18,000. I'd say a ballpark of 20,000.
Where do they keep it all? In that little store?
In the back. And why do you think the front end's so small?
I just think the employees would have to go through some kind of amazing training.
Yeah. I feel like they should have their own college by now.
Well, they really should.
Yeah.
Now, what is it with the TikTok?
I don't know.
I thought we were supposed to get rid of it. The Chinese or something.
Yeah.
There was a connection there, and we were just dumping the TikTok.
I don't use TikTok. I really don't support the platform, to be honest.
Really?
It just gives a lot of dumb people money for no reason.
Now, how do you get money on TikTok?
You get paid by companies to make minute-long videos, and they pay you absurd amounts of money for it.
For making?
Like minute-long videos. 1 minute. You can get paid for that.
Now, why?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know why they give them money. They don't deserve it. They really don't do anything super crazy.
Do they give a lot of this money out?
I'm not 100%. Obviously, I don't watch the TikToks often, but probably not. All the popular ones seem kind of very self-centered to me.
Well, see, that's a whole nother thing. The whole internet idea. Now, isn't this a little self-centered in general? Social media, YouTube, TikTok?
Because a lot of the things that you're showing are showing, or a lot of the popular people kind of just show off what they have.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. A lot.
But it's also one of those things that's become part of the culture, so you partake in it.
Yeah. Yeah, people, it spreads to young kids, and they're like, I'll get this cool thing and then show it off on the internet and then get popular because of it. But most of the time, that's not how that works.
Well, what do you make of people who are over 40, you know, the older crowd, using the TikTok? What do you think they're doing on the TikTok?
I think they're just jumping on the hype train, so to speak, jumping on the bandwagon of the popularity. I don't know. They're trying to be hip.
Well, all I know is yesterday, the whole point of this is I was scrolling through Facebook, and I accidentally clicked a video, which I never do. I never watch the videos on Facebook, but I clicked a video, and turns out it was a TikTok video. So apparently you don't have to be on TikTok to watch TikTok.
No, you can share them.
Right. But basically it was just a video with pictures and music.
Yeah.
I mean, nice enough video.
Masterclass editing skills there.
Well, I mean, is that... I thought TikTok had to do with videos, not pictures.
It's a video. It's like a slideshow of pictures and music.
Yeah, that's what I saw. Yeah. I didn't watch the whole thing. I just saw... I realized that I clicked on it, mm-hmm. and then I saw a few pictures, and I thought, oh, that's nice, but, you know, I didn't know that's what TikTok was.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be... It's a minute-long video of... It could just be a sound.
Oh, you can't go over a minute?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
You can do parts. Minute-long parts.
Minute-long parts.
I've seen parts. They're weird.
What do you think this whole thing is with Twitter limiting the number of words you can use and TikTok now apparently limiting the number of time you can use? Are we trying to kill the attention span?
I wouldn't say kill the attention span. I feel like because you make it so short, I feel like you almost have to do it in parts, which gets more flow of content on their website. Because, I mean, you're just typing out a huge message that takes 5 tweets.
Well, that's interesting. It's just the whole culture of TikTok and things of that nature, to me, are fascinating.
I'm not a fan. I don't even have a Twitter.
Now, why not?
I don't like anybody on Twitter. Everyone on Twitter is annoying.
Well, what do you tweet? What's like a common tweet?
I don't ever even see tweets if I was ever on Twitter, because I'm not. But when I was, it was just retweets of stuff. So it's like not even someone tweeting out things most of the time.
I just wonder how long this can go on.
I don't know.
Because isn't everything at one point or another just a fad? Doesn't it eventually run out?
I feel like, yeah, but the internet, I mean, it's there forever. That's the whole point, you know? So stuff's going to come out always on there, and it's just going to have to be how it is.
Now, we've got about 24 minutes left, and I do want to rebound to this because I think this is interesting. There's some more messages coming up here. Let's see here. I don't know. Well, they want to know what you like.
What do you mean?
What do you like? Because they feel that you're just angry with... Starbucks, I guess.
What do I like?
What do you like?
Where
do you go?
At Starbucks?
Well, where do you go?
I don't wake up in the morning.
Well, when you roll out of bed, where would you go?
To get breakfast?
Yeah.
McDonald's. Or Taco Bell. Or Bob Evans. Or it's just depending on the day.
Now, why not Starbucks?
I'm just not a coffee drinker.
But if you wanted coffee, is that where you would go?
If it depends on the coffee. If I wanted black coffee to just wake me up, I'd go to McDonald's. If I wanted some higher echelon, sort of nicer coffee, I would go to Starbucks. I would.
Nobody is saying that Starbucks is a bad place.
I like everything, man. I'm not picky, you know? It's just the day, depending on what I want during the day.
Right.
Yeah.
I see nobody is indicting Starbucks here.
It's not...
I think there was a confusion.
It's not I'm sucked into this one place because I'm... It's because I go there because it's the name, and you know what I mean?
That's the conversation we're having. Is it about the name?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about is the coffee good. I don't even think it's really about the prices. I think it's... Is it because it's Starbucks?
Possibly. I mean, like, for me, as I said, I'm not picky. I'll go anywhere. I'll eat anything. I'll try something that I haven't tried before. I mean, it's new. I don't care. And, you know, depends on the day, as I said before.
So you would go there?
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
Oh, there you go.
I've been there 5 or 6 times, at least.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you must be tearing the line down.
Yeah.
You probably got a regular.
A regular.
Yeah, that you go in, you know what you're ordering.
Oh.
You know, you're a regular.
The last time I was there was like 2019.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, people can do what they want to do. All I'm saying is I do believe, like most callers this morning, that people are probably going there just because it's Starbucks. I think if you blindfolded somebody and you gave them some coffee from a pitcher, or you gave them some coffee from Dunkin', or you gave them some coffee from Starbucks, I don't think they would really know the difference.
Not, I mean, if you gave them unmarked glasses, probably not. Especially if they didn't see, like, the preparation for it. Probably not. I would be right there with you. Also, like I said, I don't really get up in the morning, and I don't... That's one thing I don't understand, drinking coffee after the morning.
Keep you up all night.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me. Why would you drink coffee in the middle of the day?
Well, I don't know. Some people like to... They're just drinking it all day.
Maybe. I mean, maybe they need the caffeine to stay awake for that long, I guess, if they're that heavily addicted to caffeine.
Now, what's your feeling on an iced tea in the morning?
I don't like tea.
Start the day with an iced tea.
Not a fan of tea.
A green tea, apparently.
Don't like tea.
Not even a green tea.
Nope.
Which apparently is very healthy for
you. I like Arnold Palmer's, and that's it.
Oh, you like Arnold Palmer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's half lemonade. I love lemonade.
So what did you feel about the caller who called in to tomorrow will be defending not Starbucks, but the people who go to Starbucks?
It's very noble. Was she voted?
Was she voted in?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if there was a vote that happened or not.
We're gonna make
go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I like Starbucks because I like the taste.
So there is a different taste. Starbucks,
I buy the ground coffee and I fix it for myself and my husband on the weekends because it's more expensive for a treat. And then I use Folgers, the black silk, because we both like strong coffee. And so it's taste. I don't like Tim Hortons coffee. I don't like Dunkin' Donuts coffee. But I do like the Starbucks.
So it is a taste thing.
It, to me and to my husband, it's taste.
Now, but do you think, because I'm not, the lemonade I had from there was very good. But
well, see, I don't go there.
Right.
So
well,
I can't tell if, you know, tell you if it's good or not. It's, I just, again, I buy the ground coffee and then fix it for a special treat on the weekends. And well, I also like a cup of coffee through the day sometimes because I like the taste.
Right, but do you think there is a culture that goes there just because it's Starbucks?
Probably. It's like, you know, people will only buy certain clothing at a certain store versus, you know, they're not going to buy a shirt at Walmart, but they'll go to Neiman Marcus.
There you go.
So I think so.
Yeah, and that's all I'm saying. I think going to Starbucks is perfectly fine. I went there this past weekend. It was really good, but I don't know that there's not a subset. Because, you know, they have that place where you can even go in there and just sit and be seen in Starbucks.
Well, you can in any restaurant.
Yeah, but I think there's something about being in Starbucks because
being in Starbucks?
Yeah, they just sit there on their laptops and they get on their TikTok and their Twitter and eat their pops.
Yeah, there you go.
Cake pops. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's where I think the subculture lies.
Where if it, the people who go inside.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then they take their stuff to work. You know, yeah. And they get their Starbucks cup on right. Their desk.
Yeah. People go there every day.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, I'm being told there is no indoor seating right now. So that's dumb. I'm
good.
Just dumb this morning.
Well, at least they're trying something. All the hooty-tooties can't sit in.
The hoity-toities.
Yeah, that's right.
The hoity-toities and the whole nature of the thing. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott, if you buy your Starbucks coffee, buy the grinds, and then buy the beans, and then take them home and put them in your coffee grinder, it's not that expensive to have Starbucks coffee.
Also, it's a little cheaper if you buy it in the store.
Yeah, buy it in the store, buy the coffee, Starbucks coffee beans, and then take them home and put them in your coffee grinder and grind them up, and then that way you can have coffee or Starbucks coffee, whatever you want it, and it's not very expensive.
Now, have you ever been over to the Starbucks and actually got one at the restaurant?
Yes, I have. It's been a while, but I have.
Now, what do you make of the whole price situation and taste of the stuff?
Well, I don't think it tastes much different than coffee from another restaurant, really, about the same.
Not the same. Well, that's a good tip, though, that you can buy it in the store and get it much cheaper. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. So, see, this brings a whole other point. That is true, I guess. You could buy the Starbucks coffee in the store, take it home and brew it, so, but you don't get the cup way.
So are you paying for the labor?
You don't get the cup. I don't know. Send those kids to college.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I've been hearing you talk about the Starbucks company.
Yes.
And I believe people go there because they like gourmet food. And I'm a gourmet cook, so I love Starbucks.
So what do you think they're doing differently with the coffee than other places?
Well, they make it very different. They use all filtered water. They try to not use any water that has chemicals in it. And that makes a big difference on the taste. And all their pastries, you know, everything is gourmet.
Really? It's now what, just for example, and I know there's probably a bigger answer to this, but if I go down to Dunkin' and I get a donut hole, or I go to Starbucks and get a donut hole, what's the difference? What makes it gourmet?
Well, it's because all of Starbucks products, they've told me as a customer, are made and shipped in. They really don't make them there, but they're made where everything is fixed gourmet.
Well, that's interesting.
And they use very excellent ingredients.
Now, do you think the price...
It's all in the taste buds.
It is. But do you think a lot of people who go there just want that cup, want that social aspect of being at Starbucks?
Yeah, it is a first-class operation. Yes, yes. And I go there for that reason as well.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
The people that go in there are just lovely. They're beautiful. I mean, you know... I've been in there before, and people have bought my drink, you know? And it's just a first-class operation.
Nice group of people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what people like, and that's what they want to hang out with, and they want their coffee to be, you know, everything gourmet as well.
Right, and if you like it, you should go there. I mean, that's free marketplace.
Yes. When I travel, that's the only place I stop.
Yeah.
And another thing, all their employees are so courteous and so, I mean, they're just so beautiful. I don't know where they find all those beautiful people, but, I mean, the employees are all just first class and so courteous and so beautiful. It's just like their coffee.
Yeah, well,
I could make a commercial about it.
You really could. Yeah, well, it's good. Now, what do you feel about the price, though?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, what is your feeling on the price of their coffee, the cost?
I'm having trouble with my phone. I couldn't hear you.
Oh,
I'm
no.
sorry.
What do you make of the cost of the coffee? The price?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you make of that?
Well, actually, my phone's acting up. I really couldn't hear everything that you were saying, but...
But I think we got disconnected there. But if you want to call back in, I was asking about the price and the cost of the coffee. What about that? Because that's a thing there, and everybody who goes there will say that it's just more expensive.
Yeah, I agree with the. I've never really had a bad time with an employee at Starbucks. Like
no,
the
very
white
nice
two
people.
Times I've been in there.
The whole company does great things.
Yeah.
Don't they send their employees to college or something like this?
Something like that. I mean, I know they do a lot for charities, especially during this time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the company is great.
Fantastic people.
Absolutely. It's just, it's a whole subculture, much like other places have their own little subcultures.
There's definitely some people who go there not knowing that they do all these good things. They kind of just go there because it's like...
I think they want the cup.
Yeah. Yeah. They want something.
That's it. They want that
tangible
cup,
thing,
which is okay. I think you just have to admit that.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But I don't think me saying that people go there to be seen is a dumb idea. I think when the indoor seating was open, I think people did that. They get their little laptops. I mean, don't they even have charging stations in there and things?
Yeah, people would be doing their, like, college homework in there.
Yeah.
But why not do that at your house?
Well, I think it's to be at Starbucks.
Right.
Where it smells good and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, you're in this modern sort of lounge area doing your little college work.
Right, which is fine. Mm-hmm. You know, I do whatever you want.
Panera is also a good place for that.
Panera is a very nice place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a funny thing all around, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But if you like it, go there. Nobody's trying to deter you from going there.
I'd go there.
Right. It's just a whole different culture. That's all that's being said here. Mm-hmm. Just a whole subculture.
Yeah, of the veteran Starbucksers.
Well, because you have to know what you're going to order, because if you got in that line and didn't know what you were going to order,
you're backing up the line.
You would be there for years.
Yeah.
Just trying to figure out what you were getting.
Exactly.
And can they tell you, like, if you, what sizes? Well, I get the Vente, the Grande, the, well, what is that?
Oh, I mean, they have all the answers. You know, as you know, they already know how to make almost all the drinks, if not. I mean, it's almost like they go through college courses for it.
But see, Cake Pop.
Yeah.
See, there's something to that. But I think there's also a pink soda that's a Cake Pop.
I think it's a tea.
Is that tea?
I think it is a tea.
Pink tea?
I don't know.
Are birthday cake soda cake soda? I thought I saw this, but maybe I'm wrong. Is there such a thing as cake soda?
We need some Starbucks.
Starbucks aficionados.
Here, yeah.
Because it's pink.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure it tastes very good.
Yeah, I'm sure it tastes great.
Because they really work on that.
I mean, maybe if it's not tea, but...
I think they have a whole group of people there just trying to get these concoctions correct so everything tastes great. And...
Scientists.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, the colors alone, you would have to say there are scientists involved.
Oh, yeah.
Now, remember, tomorrow, we're going to have somebody on, now, not defending Starbucks itself, but defending... The people who go to Starbucks. So you'll have to stay tuned for that. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, why does Starbucks coffee cost more on weekends than it does on weekdays?
Oh, is there a price change, a jab?
That's what she said. She said it was more expensive on weekends.
Oh, I did not know that.
I thought you'd catch that. I thought somebody would.
No, I didn't. Yeah. Now, have you ever been to Starbucks?
No, I don't buy expensive coffee.
Yeah. Well, why do you think it costs so much? What do you think that is?
The name.
The name, yeah. I think that's probably...
It's a place to go. It was a place to go when they started. And now it's just went that way. So.
We all have to put up with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for catching that. Bye-bye. Okay, well, now, see, I didn't catch that, did you?
What?
That coffee at Starbucks costs more on the weekends.
I didn't.
Now, why is that? I've never heard of any other restaurant doing that.
How does he know that?
Well, I mean, he said he heard it. Did the lady say that before?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I didn't catch that either.
Now, anybody who knows, why does Starbucks coffee cost more on the weekends than it does during the week? But no, I mean, you would have to change your sign.
I think it's digital.
Is it a digital sign?
I think their sign is digital.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
See, I don't know any. I ordered hot chocolate there one time, and, you know, it was. I almost had to sign the car over.
Yeah.
For two hot chocolates, sign the car over.
Yeah.
It's very expensive.
You go there right after you get paid.
Well, you ever notice when you're, and here's the only reason I say it. Have you ever noticed when you're in a hoity-toity neighborhood that there are a lot of Starbuckses?
Yeah.
Like a Starbucks on every corner.
At least.
And I don't know why that is. I think it's a social thing.
Very well could be. I wish there were more like local, like mom and pop coffee shops, because that'd be dope.
Well, I just got a word here that it doesn't cost more on the weekend.
Oh, interesting.
You know what's strange? This person who's listening, and I appreciate them for listening. I always do. You know, you got to appreciate the listeners.
Exactly.
But I can't believe they have never called in, because this person has a little bit of the hothead in them. And I know this is a subject that's close to her heart, because she had a picture of the tea this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what that was. A Vente lemon... I don't know.
Vente something.
I was gone.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. But I wonder why she didn't get a bigger size, because if it's gone by like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, you probably want a bigger drink, don't you?
Well, if it's tea, it'd probably water down from the ice.
Well, you think they water it down?
It would water down from the
ice. Oh, just water
it
down.
Yeah.
Well, don't you want a drink that's going to last you at least through some sort of time period?
Maybe they got it like, what time was that sent, you say? 10? Or not 10, it's not even 10 yet. What am I saying?
Well, no, it was sent probably before 9, right before 9.
Eh. So maybe they got it like 8. I don't know.
Oh, it's hold on, I'm getting the order. Okay. Here it is.
All right.
It's a grande black iced tea with two sweet and low in it.
What?
No. See, what it is, it's a grande black iced tea with two sweet and lows.
Two sweet and lows. Is that like Splenda?
Oh, they didn't have any Venti cups this morning.
Oh.
The person normally gets a bigger dose.
Interesting.
I'll see.
Okay, so that's why it's gone.
That's why it's gone. Well, I bet there's heck to pay over at the Starbucks this morning. No Venti cups.
Jeez. Almost. Uh-oh.
I got another cup picture here. Oh, it's just gone now. Yep.
Oh, no.
There's nothing left there. It's just stuff floating in the cups.
Yeah.
No black iced tea left there. I wonder why somebody would... what is this? Not Splenda. Did I say Splenda?
I said that.
Oh, you said Splenda.
I was like, is it like Splenda? Like, I don't know what that is.
No, Sweet and Low's the pink stuff.
Oh, interesting.
They all have their own color.
Ah, okay.
Sweet and Low is pink, equals blue, and Splenda's yellow.
Okay.
You know, pink is... I never liked the Sweet and Low. I thought it had a funny taste to it.
I don't use sweeteners. I know my grandma likes sweeteners in her teas. She
really?
Loves iced tea. Yeah.
Do people use sugar anymore? Do people use the white packet?
I don't think so. Maybe, but she usually gets an iced tea, no lemon, lots of ice. She actually gets an extra cup of ice.
Really?
Yeah. She gets her iced teas.
Well, I just can't believe they were out of Venti this morning. Venti cups?
I can't believe the government didn't shut down for a little
while. Well,
bit.
It's probably closed.
Yeah.
We just didn't hear about it.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry now that this person is out of whatever. Tea.
Uh-oh.
Here comes a call.
Here we go.
Down the pike we go. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, have you guys ever heard of that stuff called Stevia?
Stevia?
Like the guy's name, Steve, and then put an on it, Stevia.
No, what is that?
It's in the... I don't know. I was hoping you could tell me. It's in the family of, like, artificial sweeteners. But
it's called
Stevia?
What
is your name? Stevia. Like, okay, you know the dude's name, Steve?
Yeah.
And then put an E-A on it, Stevia. It's a thing. If you don't believe me, look it up.
I thought it was Bativa.
What?
But isn't it Bativa?
No, it's called Stevia. I swear there's something called Stevia.
Stevia.
But anyways, I've always wanted to try a Captain Crunch Frappuccino, but I refuse to pay like $7 for any kind of a drink.
They have a Captain Crunch?
Yeah, it's one of the TikTok things.
Oh, it's a TikTok thing. Captain
yes.
Crunch. What is that? A Captain
Frappuccino.
Crunch what? Frappuccino.
Frappuccino.
I've never had a Frappuccino.
Ugh.
Stevia is a sweetener and sugar substitute derived from the leaves of the plant species Stevia, native to Brazil. It's from Brazil.
From Brazil?
Brazil.
Ooh, that sounds bougie.
There you go. Go get your Captain Crunch Frappuccino.
I know I'm not. I'm going to stick with my large McDonald's sweet peas because I'm a cheapskate.
$1. $1.
See ya.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, you're getting some incoming now because you don't like Starbucks and you don't like sweetener.
I apologize.
So, they want to know, do you... I don't know what this has to do with anything.
Did I say I didn't like Starbucks?
Well, listen.
Because I didn't.
It says, do you wear socks to bed? Now, I don't know what the question...
No.
You don't wear socks to bed?
No, not generally.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
I think they're just angry. I didn't say I didn't like Starbucks. I actually like it a lot. I just don't go there often because I'm never up in the morning.
But you don't like sweetener?
No, not really a fan of sweetener. Not really. I don't really have a use for it. I generally just drink water or pop, which already is sweetened to the max.
So is going to bed with socks on good or socks off bad?
I think socks on are bad. I think socks aren't bad.
Okay,
I don't know.
What if you get pneumonia? Shouldn't you wear socks to bed?
I mean, I get hot easily. It's hot. I got a fan. I gotta get a fan on.
Well, I want to let people know that mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp follows this stimulating show this morning from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Uh-oh.
And then Voice of a People with Linda Sims is on today from 4:10 to 5 p.m. and the Mike Wilson Show 5:10 to 6 p.m. Now, don't forget tomorrow. I know we're going to have at least one person here for 2 hours starting at 8:15 tomorrow morning defending the people of Starbucks. Not defending Starbucks itself, but defending the people of Starbucks. I don't know that they've been slandered.
Either that, or I want to know who voted this person in. I want to see the legislation involved.
I just, only psychopaths wear socks to bed.
Is that so?
Really?
I don't, so I'm not a psychopath.
Well, I mean, what I don't understand the correlation there.
I don't either. I think it's like one of those things.
Maybe people who don't want to catch a cold wear socks to bed, or maybe people who have cold feet or poor circulation.
Yeah. There's a lot of people. I know a lot of people pour circulation to their hands and feet, and they have to wear socks all the time.
I know a lot of people who wear socks to bed because, at Christmas time, I always see those things sold, like socks, slippers, and all kinds of that stuff.
Right.
If you're cold, you're cold.
I have to have it cold to sleep, though. That's how I am. So.
It's fascinating. This was the conversation this morning.
Hey.
We didn't get to talk about, by the way, finally, so what did you think about the election? Because we brought you in right before the election,
right.
And you said you thought Biden would win, and
yes. That's
where the young vote was going.
Yes.
Well, now that we're about to Inauguration Day, what do you make?
I was right.
You were right. But what do you think is going to happen in the next 20 days or so? 16 days
hopefully
now, I guess.
Hopefully some much-needed change. That's what I hope. I don't really know of anything that's going to happen, but I hope there's some change for the good here coming soon.
Well, not if everybody keeps going to the bars.
That's right.
On New Year's Eve.
Yep.
Or keeps, I don't know what they're doing.
Selling their house
wearing socks to bed.
Yeah.
Wearing socks to bed.
Yeah.
That's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Germs cause sickness, not cold feet. But what if your feet are cold?
Yeah. I mean, I like tucking my feet with my blanket.
Like, people get the chills.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want the chills.
The bottoms of your feet are like the most sensitive part.
Chill areas.
Yeah. The top of your head and the bottom of your feet. That's like the most sensitive to temperature areas of your body. So.
Well, Gavin Richards has been the guest today. It's been fun. I thank everybody who called in this morning and had the great debate about Starbucks, which apparently will continue tomorrow.
Yeah.
From 8 to 10 a.m. because we will have our guest, I don't know if it'll be one or two, but we'll definitely have one in here from 8 to 10 tomorrow, defending the people of Starbucks. But they better bring breakfast.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to need some energy for that conversation.
I almost want to be here.
You know what? It's a morning to listen, for sure.
Right.
Maybe you can be on the caller side this time and call in and say, listen, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
As you clean your basement.
As I clean the basement.
As you clean your basement. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
It's a good thing you're not here. You'd probably ask me to take off my shirt or something.
And legendary pro wrestler Captain Lou Albano.
God bless you, and you're a gentleman and a scholar. You're often imitated but never duplicated, and I'd like to say, so we're doing, keep doing.
Live on the internet at www.w.